actually speaking. You're on the air.
Ruth, I'm calling from New York.
Yes?
I'm 26, and yes. I'm presently involved in a relationship with a girl who's also 26.
Yes?
Now, she has been very sexually active.
Yes?
And quite honestly, I haven't.
Yes?
I've dated a lot of girls and have had opportunities, but I've always had this ideal of sex with a strong emotional bond.
Right. I like to hear that.
Oh, I'm glad. Thank you. You're making me feel good already. You know, I always had this conception of making love, you know, not just for as a physical act, but
right.
emotional, too. Anyway, I've known this girl for only 5 weeks, and mm-hmm. from our second date on, she has been hinting in no uncertain terms that she wants to sleep with me.
Mm-hmm.
We kiss and hug, and for me, this level of intimacy is fine for now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is just how I feel for her right,
right
now. But she keeps pushing for sex. This week, while we were hugging and kissing, she asked me if she could ask a question. And
mm-hmm.
I said, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And her question was whether I was a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
I answered her honestly and told her I was.
Uh-huh.
She pulled away from me, and she looked at me as if I was a freak. You know, she said she was scared because she thought I was either homosexual or
right.
I had sexual problems, this or that.
Right.
And I tried to explain. It was just that I haven't met the right person.
Right.
Anyway, my first question to you is, am I an oddity? And, you know, should I wear a scarlet V on my chest because I haven't slept with a girl?
Listen to me very carefully.
Yes.
Don't you let any woman talk you into a sexual relationship when you don't feel that that's the woman that you really want. And if it takes another 2 years, so what?
Oh, so you don't think that, you know...
Absolutely not. And if any woman says, I think you must be homosexual because you are not right away making advances, then she's not a woman for you. And if a woman says that there might be something wrong because you're 26 and have not had sexual experiences, then she's not the right woman for you. Now, I'm not saying that you necessarily will find somebody who also is going to be a virgin. That doesn't really matter. What matters is that when you feel it is right, let me tell you something else. Let's suppose you would tell me that you have decided, for whatever reason, moral reason, ethical reason, it doesn't matter, that you wanted to wait until the night of the wedding to have sex. And if that's the case, then stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let any woman tell you that that it's not normal or that a 26-year-old ought to have had experiences.
Yeah.
You obviously know how to kiss, right?
Yeah, no problem there.
Because I hear that when you kiss, she got sexually very aroused, right?
Yes, but I just don't want to mislead, you know, the girl, and I just, you know, I feel that I would like to wait until I'm, you know, like I said, there's an emotional attachment.
Absolutely. You see how interesting? Usually, I get those questions from women.
Yes, that's my sister was telling.
I love that question from you. You know why?
Yes.
There are four Brown University students sitting here. And just before we went on the air, they did a little interview with me. And one of the questions was, are there mores, are there attitudes that are changing these days? And it's wonderful if a man like you can say, I have not been sexually active because I haven't found the right person, period.
Well, that makes me feel good.
And if that girl does not understand that, then she's not a girl for you.
Well, my second question to you is that up until that point, I mean, it was the most fun I've ever had with a girl. I enjoyed being with her.
Yes.
But since this whole episode, I mean, it's left a bad taste in my mouth. I was wondering if you thought there was anything salvageable in this relationship.
That I could not answer. I don't know enough.
Okay.
There I really would have to have you sitting in front of me
mm-hmm.
and asking many questions. I could not answer a question like this. But you know what?
What?
You yourself will be able to answer that.
I see.
Because what you take is take a big sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Write down the pros and the cons. If the bad taste is because you have told her that you might not want to have a sexual relationship, then she's not a woman for you.
I see.
For right now.
Okay.
If she would have just said, look, that's all right, and she did tell you that she had sexual experiences before herself, that's perfectly right. You are not. I don't hear you say, which I like very much, I don't hear you say that you begrudge her or that you are upset that she has had sex.
No, it was perfectly okay.
Right.
I don't want to dictate to her my own values.
Boy, I like what you're saying. I really do.
My next question, I think maybe you might not like, is in the future, should I be so candid and honest if asked a similar question because of all the problems it has caused by answering it honestly?
Absolutely. You have no choice.
I see.
Because you can't make believe that you have had sex, and you don't want to be pressured into a sexual activity, so you really have no choice. But you know what?
What?
When that woman crosses your path that is really for you, she and you are both going to be very happy with this situation.
Well, thank you, Dr.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, good luck, and thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.